Hello, everyone, and welcome into episode 29 of the Poor Sports Podcast. That's right, episode 29. Crazy how time flies. We have an action-packed episode for you today. The NFL games just happened. We have the Chiefs, and we have the 49ers going to the Super Bowl. So, of course, we're going to review all that kind of stuff. And there's, you know, there was the controversy in baseball. The Leafs were playing. The All-Star games are coming up. There's all sorts of things that we're going to be talking about today. But first and foremost, as always, thank you to all of the fans, all of the listeners, all the people who interact with us on our social medias, Twitter, PoorSports1, Instagram, Poor_sports. We love to hear from you. Again, hit us up. Let us know what you want us to talk about. And of course, we still do have that merchandise, and it is looking good. So many people are getting it, and they love it. Don't be left out. So, with no further ado, we will start up episode 29 of the Poor Sports Podcast. Whoa, Black Betty, gamba dam. Whoa, Black Betty, bamba dam.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger, more than ever, hour after hour. Work is never over. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster.
Woo! Welcome in, baby! Episode 29, Poor Sports Podcast. It is your host, Jake Kelly. I'm in studio, and I am fired up and ready to go. I got Jeremy with me in studio. Jeremy, match my energy for crying out loud.
The old William Nylander number 29. Let's go!
All right, there you go. If you would have asked me that, I wouldn't have got it right in 100 guesses.
Yeah.
And that tells you something.
That's about as many guesses as you had before your last correct bet.
Fair.
Ooh.
All right. So Lee is also with us. Lee is down in London. Lee, say what's up to the Peppo.
29 episodes is pretty much how long in seconds that Cerrone lasted with my bet on Saturday. So
I love those memes right now.
Yeah, the 40-second memes and all that kind of stuff. Pretty good. So, like I mentioned, there was lots that happened over the weekend, and we are going to deep dive into all of it. So, if you're new to the podcast or if you just have very short-term memory loss, we usually start out with a thumbs up and a thumbs down. So, I'm actually going to start with my thumbs down this week. It's about my bets last week, but also kind of all three of us sucked last week.
Who are you, Lee?
All three of us sucked last week. But my bet was that at least one of the away teams in the NFL, so either the Tennessee Titans or the Green Bay Packers, would win. I really thought Green Bay had a really good chance. And
they had the best quarterback, best running back, best wide receiver. Well, and maybe not that game. Raheem Mostert ran wild.
Yeah, he did. But anyways, my thumbs down is just to both Tennessee and Green Bay. Both teams came out and they laid an egg. Like, those games were boring. They weren't really, you know.
Tennessee jumped up 17-7.
Yeah, so it was fun for one quarter.
As I say, that game never really felt like it was in doubt, though. Like, at no point ever, right. I know 17-7, and even with the Titans, but, like, they just, like, they could not get the stop when they needed the stop.
See, that's just like it. I was like, okay, you're not going to win a shootout against the Chiefs, and I doubt you're
Tyreek Hill had, what, two touchdowns, and Sammy Watkins had over 100 yards.
Man, Patrick Mahomes, I guess we're down 17-7. I'll just, throw it for 500 yards, whatever.
His voice does not match his persona on the field. It's wild.
It's insane. Let's go! I don't know. He's amazing. He's amazing, and he's, I don't know, he's kind of my favorite quarterback right now, but anyway, so my thumbs down, just kind of the games themselves were blah. The away teams didn't do much. So I'm sure that we'll talk more about those games respectively. But yeah, my thumbs down is
you guys see Sherman and Darrell Revis getting into it on Twitter?
I love it. Who do you like better, Revis or Sherman?
I hate both of them, but
I hate Sherman.
I love Sherman.
Yeah,
so well spoken.
He would be the player you would like.
He's so well spoken, and I don't care about this whole zone or you don't follow, you don't track. He still takes away half a field from the team.
Yeah,
it's incredible. He's like Asamoah back in the day, in my opinion. And his career, like, he's been better for much longer than Revis was. Revis had those two or maybe three seasons where he was the best defensive player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying I prefer Sherman.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. Like, they're both kind of, you know.
Very good.
And I feel like if Revis was the younger one who is still in the league, I wouldn't be surprised if Sherman was taking shots at him, Remus, yeah. Right? You know, it's just two egotistical cornerbacks, right? Whatever.
So. Lee, what's your thumbs down?
My thumbs down is to the London Knights of the OHL, for any people outside that maybe don't know. You should probably know, though. So on Friday night, they decided to retire Patrick Kane's jersey, which the only reason why I give it a thumbs down, it's not because he only played 1 year there, which he only played 1 year there.
An incredible year it was.
Yeah, he had 145 points, right?
And how many games?
58. But here's the reason. You don't retire a guy's jersey because of 1 year with stats. They didn't win anything. They got out in the second round of the Western Conference to Plymouth, who, by the way, was led by James Neal, was wow. their best player back then. So I think I understand the name and everything like that, but like even before like a Mitch Marner, I don't know how Mitch Marner won everything he could with the Knights right there.
It was because they were trying to tie like. Match it up with his 1,000th point in the NHL, and we'll get to that on my thumbs down. However, you're blaming Patrick Kane for going out in the second round. He had 31 points in 16 games in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's definitely not his fault.
But you still don't. I understand that that's the points, but you can't just give a jersey retirement for 1 year and you didn't win anything.
You want to know why they retired his jersey?
Why?
Because in the under the table agreement, when they paid Patrick Kane probably $1 million to come out of the U.S. team national development program to come to London, they're probably like, we'll give you $1 million, we'll house you, and we'll retire your number. No okay. questions asked. Because that's what the London Knights do.
Did they? Yep. Do you really think that they paid him that much money on yes. the table?
Easily.
How oh, do yeah. you? Okay.
London's been notorious for it.
So I'm not doubting that at all. How do you go about doing that? Like, you just pay it to, like, their parents or pay it
a
to
friend.
Them?
No.
Pay it to a friend.
Yeah, they'll pay it to a friend or something like
do
that.
Do it later, and it would come out of a personal bank account and, yeah. and all yeah. that kind of... Would it be Dale Hunter back then who would have arranged
Dale,
that?
Dale, Mark, yeah, still, the Hunter brothers.
Still
yeah.
Interesting. I don't know enough about the junior hockey thing to kind of know that, but I guess they would have had to have lured him out, right? What's yeah. the point in...
Yep, and they do this, like, religiously. It's crazy.
Who else?
Max Domi.
Like they paid him under the table.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about him, but
Mitch Marner.
No, it wasn't Marner. Gosh, all the Swedes or like the Euros that come over.
Sure.
They'll say, yeah, we're staying over, and then London's gonna be like, okay, well, we have a like say your rights are with Kitchener, and then you get drafted to Kitchener in like the 12th round or whatever because you're not coming over. London will have a deal with them and say, hey, we'll give you a second round pick. Trade us this guy because we've secured him to come over one way or another.
Huh. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
And Niagara got busted for it. Was it last year or 2 years ago, Lee?
Last year.
So they lost a whole bunch of stuff. Because, like, and this happens all the time in junior hockey, but when you're being sloppy with it, they bring the hammer down.
Sure. So is it sort of like the commissioner doesn't really want it to happen, but if they'll look the other way, kind of thing?
If you're being
like blunt and in their face about
yeah,
it, right?
Then they'll bring the hammer down.
Interesting.
Okay, so my thumbs down is to that same player, not to the London Knights. I'm bringing it to Patrick Kane. More so the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Shocker.
All the players on Saturday night, they're talking about how Patrick Kane's pretty close to his 1,000th point, and Mitch and... being a former London Knight, and William Nylander being number 88, and Austin Matthews being an American player, they all ranted and raved about how much they've looked up to Patrick Kane, and he's been an idol of theirs, and blah, 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 blah. Have better morals, Leafs.
Mm.
Beats up a cab driver, has the rape charge that was eventually thrown out, but there's probably some foul play there.
He did beat up a cabbie.
Yeah. He's not a great player. I don't want my Leafs wanting to be that guy.
Wait, you mean you don't want Austin Matthews to go get drunk and do something stupid? He would never do something like that.
Austin Matthews was a couple lines back. That's my thumbs down of the week. And then their performance on the ice was also another thumbs down. That was brutal. Freddie was garbage.
I got out of hand in a hurry.
The defense was garbage.
What was the score? I didn't see
it. Ended up being 6-2. Marincin's now gone, I think, 18 games this season without a point.
But he just got that contract.
Yeah, 1 year, $700,000. I saw everyone on Twitter complaining about that. That's league minimum.
Yeah.
There's literally zero downside to that contract.
Yeah. Can always send him down.
Except for the fact he's playing in the NHL.
He's a great penalty killer.
Can't they send him down, though, too? Like, with no questions
asked. No cap penalties.
Yeah. Okay. We'll move on. So, my thumbs up is to... Dun-da-da-da. LeBron James.
Oh my, can we just skip it?
So,
yeah. Glug. Everybody plug your ears, start skipping ahead on Spotify.
And the third fan returns for the All-Star voting. LeBron is leading all players. People calling him washed up. He's not washed up. 4,700,000 and change votes.
I can't believe you're going to say that in a fan voted thing.
So, he's ahead of Giannis, he's ahead of Luka Doncic, he's ahead of Anthony Davis. But I will also say my thumbs up are to Raptors and to hopefully just NBA fans. Pascal Siakam is only about 500,000 votes behind Kawhi Leonard, which, you know, if you would have told me last year Kawhi's going to leave and Pascal Siakam is going to be second in the Eastern Conference in front court voting because he's having that good of a year, he's that popular, I'd be like, all right, like, I'll take it. We got the championship and we're not killing ourselves here. So, I don't know. Yeah, shout out LeBron for coming through, doing what he does. I think he was down after the first or the second. Not after the third. So, love that for my boy LBJ.
Here's my thing on that, is that when it's completely fan voted, because fourth in the guards in the West is Alex Caruso from the Lakers.
I love it. And who's the guy in Boston? Taco?
Taco Fall.
Yeah, Taco Fall.
He's up there as well, I heard.
He is sixth. Yeah, so I do understand, of course, the funny, like, that's almost like why we could never have an election held online, because people would just, like, vote for, like, a poop emoji as their, like,
John
prime minister.
Scott, or then there was the boat that they had the fan vote for that was, like, named Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
Alex Caruso's nickname should be Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah, honestly. So, the fact that he's ahead of Devin Booker is kind of crazy, right? But if
just Devin the fact that Curry's sick still, and he hasn't played at all, right? Crazy.
Yeah, but like if you look at the Eastern Conference guards, like it's not that impressive in my opinion. Trae Young is having a heck of a year.
Derrick Rose four.
Derrick Rose is fourth. Yeah, and he's like a decent player, but that's just MVP Derrick Rose getting votes.
I have a question with Trae Young, and as much as Lee says we're a Jeff Fisher podcast, I think we're an anti Lou Williams podcast. Is Trae Young just what
we can be both?
Is Trae Young just what happens if you were to have built a team around Lou Williams?
Maybe to a degree. I think Trae Young, it like Lou Williams walked so that Trae Young could run. You know, small
Amen.
Guy, shoots the heck out of the ball, high volume, and they're building the team around him. You know, he's young. Like Lou Williams.
He's Trae.
Lou Williams was. What did I say?
You said he's young.
You said Trae Young.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of Francais.
Yeah.
You know, Trae Young is. He's like 20 or something, 21. I don't think Lou Williams was ever this good at 21.
No.
Right? Lou Williams is a borderline all-star, right? He's a really good player who really fills that role. But I don't know. I like Trae Young. But, you know, Lowry's in fifth. Fred VanVleet's in 10th. So,
yeah. You never know.
Couple
right?
Raptors
never
showing
know.
Up. Lee, what's your thumbs up to?
My thumbs up has been to the competitiveness and just the evenness of college basketball this year. The polls came out today, and the seventh number one team of the year was announced. And I'm going to play a little game with you guys, because I know you guys maybe haven't followed it that hard, of just going back and forth until someone gets one wrong. How many teams do you think in a row you can name that were the number one teams this year? And there's no real shockers. And I will let Jeremy go first.
Okay, I'm not the expert here. I'm going to go Kentucky.
Yep, there you go, Jake.
Duke.
Yep, there you go, Jer.
Kansas?
No, I do not believe so.
Hmm.
I think that's where we end. Jake, for the win, do you want to get it?
UNC.
No, not even close. All right, we're still back going here.
Okay, Lee, just fill us in.
Okay,
Michigan?
Michigan State was the preseason. We've had Louisville, Gonzaga.
Yeah, I knew that.
Other Baylor was the one that was announced today.
Hmm. I did see Baylor today. I should have known that one.
Yeah, but still, it's just cool in seeing that. And actually, San Diego State
Kawhi's alma mater.
Yeah, exactly. They're still undefeated. They're the last undefeated team in Division One. They're 15-0 currently, all the way up to fourth in the poll. I just think you start getting that fever, at least for me, myself, once the NFL starts dying down.
Soon as
I'm
NFL.
Not as big as them. Yeah, so I'm not as big as an NBA fan, so once the NFL dies down, I move over to NCAA. So you start getting that feel that, like, you got to start getting ready for
more. So you're
saying
you're not as big of an NBA guy. Do you just follow the NCAA, and then you're not curious at all what these players do with the rest of their career?
No, because I the thing is, like, March Madness is the greatest, tournament there is, or, like, form of postseason, and I'll argue that to the grave. So I just, like, that's just what I enjoy. I enjoy that watching these, like, I enjoy the fact that, like, Maryland has to worry about playing Illinois away, because if they lose, they're just not going to make the end of the year tournament.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I go, right?
I'll give it to you.
Okay, so yeah. My thumbs up is this weekend we had the big Conor McGregor fight, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but my thumbs up is to Jorge Masvidal, the holder of the BMF title, and I'll let you just, like, think about what that stands for.
Bad mother effer.
Come on, Lee. Friendly show here.
I did.
So Jorge Masvidal was interviewed prior to the Cowboy McGregor fight, and he was asked who he thinks is going to win. He didn't really give an answer. He just said there's violence going to be happening. Violence. And then he was asked what he wants as his next fight, whether he has Usman, who's the champion at 170, or if he wants Conor. And he said, if all things were equal, I'd want the belt and I'd go after Usman, but this earth isn't equal, and he wants Conor because that's the big money fight. So now Conor, spoiler alert, beat Cowboy in 40 seconds, and
hurt my pockets.
Yeah, he now has a wide variety of possible opponents that we might talk about a little bit later on. But Jorge Masvidal marketed himself well, and UFC's dying for some characters.
Yeah.
100%. So my thumbs up is to him.
Yeah, I agree there.
All right, fair enough. Well, we are definitely going to talk about the Conor McGregor fight a little bit later on, but I think that about does it for our thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay, sounds good. So stay tuned. Next up, we have a toss-up coming your way on Poor Sports.
Poor Sports.
Producer Jay, a.k.a. Jeremy, in the house. We all had a pretty bad week last week. Lee lost, Jake lost, of course, and surprisingly, I even lost. Now, I'm freezing cold, so I'm going to try and get on some fire here. The Australian Open is this week, and Novak Djokovic is going to be your outright winner. You can more than double your money to bet on the best tennis player in the world. The tournament's already started. Go make some free money. Bet him to win the tournament. Sports Fan Jer, out.
All right, welcome back in. So now it is time for a game of toss-up. So we take two scenarios, we toss them up, and we see which one the three of us like more or less. So the first one, we're going to lead off right where we left off with the Conor McGregor fight. So Conor was up against, its name's Cowboy, correct?
Yeah, Donald Cerrone.
Sure. And so we have two questions relating to that. So first one. Toss up. Which one would you prefer to see? A Conor McGregor versus Khabib rematch or a Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather rematch? Lee, I'll let you start.
I almost don't want to see either one of these. I agree with Jaren, the thumbs up, thumbs down, but I got to pick one. So I'm going to go with Khabib. I think maybe there's a chance where he can try to stand up and not get thrown out of the ground. Probably not. But like Floyd Mayweather would just like continuously beat him. again. It wasn't really even close last time.
It was a lot closer than you think.
I thought it was fixed. I thought it was fixed. I thought that they wanted Connor to really be fighting, and so it was very like set up like, okay, we're going to let Connor come to Floyd for the first four rounds. Because I watched that whole fight, yeah, and I thought, maybe not fixed, but we're going to let Connor come to Floyd for the first four rounds.
There was no we.
Make everyone think about it, and then Floyd just took over.
There was no we. That was all Floyd Mayweather. He's a showman. He's going to put on a show. He's been in WWE. He's been in sports entertainment for a very long time.
Fair.
And so he wants to possibly sell a rematch. So mm-hmm. I think it was all Mayweather. So I will go with my answer, and this is not so much on Connor, because Connor would lose handily both fights.
That's what I think.
Wouldn't be close, but I want to see the Khabib and Tony Ferguson fight. That's gonna be a fight for the ages. And like, yes, neither of them are like the talkers that Connor are, but it's gonna be an excellent fight. And then you can have like the two charismatic Floyd and Connor, and you can sell a second fight.
Sure.
Maybe throw a stipulation there to try and make it a little bit more fair mm-hmm. for Connor.
Yeah. Yeah, my vote is definitely just for Khabib versus McGregor, because I just find UFC far more entertaining than going and watching 10 rounds of boxing. Sorry, boxing's not what UFC is. That's my opinion.
Fair enough.
Moving forward, so this is more of a fun one. So, in case you did miss the fight, McGregor knocked out Cowboy within the first 40 seconds or so. So, toss up. Who could last longer in the ring against McGregor? Cowboy on Saturday night or you? Jeremy, start off.
Well, I have a whole bunch of wrestling experience. No, I'm kidding. So if my goal is to, in this futuristic world where this is happening.
Yes.
Is Connor 1 and Connor 2 fighting me and Cowboy at the same time? Or do I already know that all I have to last is 40 seconds?
It's just you versus McGregor, and you have to last to 41 seconds.
I think I could do that.
You think you could last 41 seconds against him?
No shot. It's not like it's a ring where you can run away. He's just gonna cut you off. He's gonna beat the living crap out of you. Like, I don't even know if you could give me 30 seconds. I would survive.
Man, like that's like I would try to run around the arena for 20 seconds.
The arena.
Well, you know,
the arena. You
maybe. Get out of the ring. Yeah, I get out of the ring. I think, given me exactly who I am right now, I don't know, man, because he would just come right at you, and it like. I'd be
like, so you guys, you say like run around like you wouldn't just be able to cut you off.
No,
like,
man, I would juke and dodge and dip and dive and duck. like I'd watch dodgeball right before the fight. Like all I have to do is dodge him for about 35 seconds, right? And then hang in for just protect my face, right? And flex as hard as I can for six, seven seconds. I'm not saying I'd be able to do it, but I'm saying it might be kind of close.
You always have to bet on yourself. I don't care what it is. So what I would do, I'd throw like some theatrics into it. I'd like go out and like try and like shake his hand or like do like the slow walk up to the fist bump and all this stuff and try and kill time that way. The biggest question is, out of the three of us, who's lasting the longest for in a ring with Connor?
Okay, so I don't know.
I don't want to discuss that. I just want to put it up on the Instagram stories.
That's a good one.
I would die. So, like, vote for me the least. There's no way around it. I'd be murdered.
I'd be horrified.
I love this.
Oh. That's a good one. All right. So we'll move forward with people getting beat up. So toss up. Do you think that the Houston Astros – so – let me just give a bit more backstory here, in case you're living under the rock. The Astros have been convicted of cheating as well, and that's just for stealing signs with the garbage cans, right, which I'm sure everyone has heard about. And now there's rumors about the buzzers, right? I'm sure everyone's seen that Jose Altuve video. Yeah, whatever. I corrected myself. God, such a nerd. Running around the bases like with his shirt tucked and, you know, not wanting anyone to rip it off, and then he goes and changes his shirt. there's all sorts of talk about the buzzers and everything. So my question is, do you think that they are going to get beaned? So toss up, are they going to get hit by balls, like hit by pitches, a lot or a little?
I think they lead the league in
sure
being hit by pitch.
I can see that.
That's my statement.
Later. I'm going to go with a little. I think it's going to be a little. I think maybe you'll see it more, maybe teams that they affected, like the Dodgers, the teams maybe they beat, and the Yankees maybe would hit them a little bit more. But, like, I don't know, like speaking, if I'm speaking personally, like if I'm the Tampa Bay Rays, like, why am I hitting the Houston Astros?
For the
like,
integrity of the game.
Yeah, you're a small market team trying to make it, and you do well year in and year out with such little payroll, and there's no way you can afford the camera and the whole system that's
okay,
doing this. On. So you're going to take it to those Astros.
A little. My answer is a little.
I think they're going to get beat. Maybe early on in the year. Like, look for it to happen in
April
when people are hot. No. That'll be water under the bridge, people. Or Altuve and who was the other? Who were another couple of the guys on
Bregman,
the team?
Bregman, Correa.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see them just get went after hard for even one or two games and just bang, bang, bang. Like a team. Who are they playing opening day, I wonder?
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I think that it's going to start with people are going to know that. Umps are going to give like teams warnings right off the start to get it away from that. I just think like they're gonna avoid the
they're messing with the umps too. The umps aren't gonna care.
The umps will have a direct order. We don't want this to
get out of hand, or maybe that'll increase ratings, and then maybe you will want to see it. I want the Astros to embrace this villainous role. I want them to go hire Carlos Beltran as to be their manager.
That would be hilarious.
I want them to win the World Series this year and just shove it to everybody who like thinks that it was all because
of cheating. They won't be able to. Did you see Altuve's average at home versus away?
Yeah.
Like away, he batted like in the lower than 100, wasn't it? Or in the hundreds?
It was like 176. But
yeah,
I just think I don't know. I still think the answer is gonna be no on were they using buzzers. I just think there are just players who just bat better at home to away. I think.
Did you see Scott Boras that came out with a huge statement saying, Altuve or none of my clients have ever worn buzzers or electronical stimulants, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like he would come out and say, yeah, Altuve, guilty.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why Scott Boras would do that. Like, okay, supposing he's completely innocent, then I would see why. But, man, there's going to be another whistleblower, I think.
None of these players have came out and, like, faced the music.
No.
They've all just said, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, cowards.
Brutal.
Don't love it. Anyways, moving forward. So, Lee, I'll let you take the reins on this one, the Phil Snow versus Luke Kuechly one. Do you want to just introduce that topic?
Yeah, so I was talking today with a person who's a Panthers fan, and he goes, I would have way rather, so today, if you missed it, the Panthers hired Phil Snow, the defensive coordinator for Baylor, to be their new defensive coordinator. So they'll now have Joe Brady, Matt Rhule, and Phil Snow as their coordinators, who have coached a combined 0 games in the NFL. I don't count like little small positions, et cetera, like wide receivers coach,
sure,
et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
And the big things. So my question is on the toss-up is, would you have rather had Phil Snow coming in from Baylor with no experience, or would you rather had Luke Kuechly, who openly said he would think about coaching?
Well, I'll lead things off here. I don't want Luke Kuechly because he has 800 concussions.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't know if I should laugh at that, but man, like, this guy's gotten his bell rung.
Yeah, and he was a great player and middle linebacker and a leader. I don't want him being the D coordinator's first year out of coaching.
First year out of playing, you mean?
Yeah, first year out of playing.
Yeah. See, I'm intrigued by it. If his head is there, like, and he is able to do that, I think, man, step right in from one role to the other.
I agree.
You're already calling the plays practically, or you're very much involved in the play calling and the scheming and everything. I guarantee he is.
You already talked about this, Lee. They're already a very young or inexperienced at the NFL level staff. They shouldn't have even hired Phil Snow. It should have been like a veteran D coordinator from somewhere. Wade Phillips.
Yeah, I Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to hire Wade Phillips after the year he had in LA.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I do get what you mean. I would have gone with Luke Kuechly just because I think in a term where maybe they're looking for total overhaul, but in a term of not having to completely redo everything, Luke Kuechly comes in. He probably play like the same type of defense that for so long the Panthers were known for and were really good for.
Yeah, I get what you're saying with the whole total overhaul.
But your thumbs down was to Patrick Kane, who retired. His number was retired because they hadn't won anything. What if the Carolina Panthers won?
NFC Championship.
Yeah.
We're one touchdown away from a Super Bowl. I don't know.
Like a lot more than Patrick Kane losing to the Plymouth Whalers in the second round.
The real deal, James Neal. Come on.
Michael Neuwirth was their goalie, for God's sakes, man.
All right, and finally, so we're going to stick on the theme of football here. So, in the AFC title game, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Titans from Tennessee, and the San Francisco 49ers beat the Green Bay Packers. So, toss-up. Which team would you rather be moving forward, the Tennessee Titans or the Green Bay Packers?
Come on. This is so easy. Tennessee doesn't have their starting quarterback under contract next year, nor their starting running back under contract next year. And their starting quarterback was Ryan Tannehill.
Mm-hmm.
Their starting running back was Derrick Henry. He can't catch passes, and you just put so many miles on that body by giving him 30-plus carries a game. You take Aaron Rodgers, you take him and young receivers, you take Devontae Adams, you take the league leader in touchdowns, Aaron Jones, you take the Packers. You have better coach than Matt
LaFleur. How long is Aaron Rodgers going to be around for?
Longer than Ryan Tannehill.
Fair. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but Jimmy Garoppolo just proved to us that you don't need to throw the ball a whole ton to
when you have the best D line in the league and a really good O line and your running back scores 4 touchdowns on 220 carries. Yeah,
you're describing the Tennessee Titans
exactly
there the first two
exactly
weeks.
But the 49ers system is what does the running backs. It's Derrick Henry can only have so many miles. There's not another Derrick Henry out there that they're just gonna be like, oh. You can't play that same game with Deion Lewis.
So would you, with quarterbacks being out there, like maybe Cam Newton?
No one's going to Tennessee.
Maybe Teddy
Bridgewater. Why wouldn't you go to Tennessee?
No, okay, I thought you guys were going to go with the big ones, not these second tier.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady could easily see him in Tennessee.
Not a chance.
Mike Vrabel, his old teammates there. Right. Oh. That's a team that just that needs a very good field manager, a la Peyton Manning on the Denver Broncos.
I'd rather have Ryan Tannehill than Tom Brady.
You would rather have Ryan Tannehill than Tom Brady.
I can't believe you
for
said
one
that.
Year.
Yep.
Moving forward.
Yep.
You lost a lot of credibility
no.
there. You just lost
you're
a lot
lunatic.
Of credibility. That's a
give rumor. Me the Titans. Give me the Titans.
Yeah. Why?
Because Aaron Rodgers can't get it done.
He has a Super Bowl ring.
He got it done one time in 12 years with a lot of talent that maybe, in my opinion, should have happened more than that.
He was playing under a GM that refused to sign free agents. That's crazy. He doesn't have that anymore.
You know who else was playing under a coach or GM who was refusing to sign free agents or re-up his own players? Tom Brady. Who's the last free agent that they got?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. How'd that go? They cut him right away. Played one game. Right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Anyways, that does it for Toss Up, and I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. So, I got my bet coming up next, and then we're going to hit you with one more segment on Poor Sports. Right? Sound good? You guys sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Stay it locked.
Poor Sports.
All right, time to make some money with Jake. Normally, I bet football. And this week's going to be no different, except I'm playing real football, not American football. So I'm going to hit you with a three-team parlay in the English Premier League. First, you're going to take Liverpool to win straight up against Southampton. Liverpool's top of the table. Next, Newcastle versus Norwich. Norwich, bottom of the table. Newcastle's top of the table, so take Newcastle. Finally, Tottenham versus Man City. Man City, right at the top of the table there with Liverpool. Take Man City to win that game. That three-team parlay, $10 is going to return you $44.35. That is bang for your buck. You got it. Boom.
This song's a banger, by the way. South of the Border, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it goes hard.
And shout out Ed Sheeran on the new Eminem album, too.
I haven't listened to the new Eminem album.
Unreal. Anyways, guys, Stretch 4 coming at you, hitting you hard here. I'm going to run this.
Woo!
Four topics, four sports, poor sports.
Haha.
And we're here to discuss what's the most of a stretch and the least of a stretch. Coming at you, hitting you hard. We have a NHL topic, an NBA topic, an MLB topic, and an NFL topic. So, I'm going to make four statements, and then we'll go roundtable style, and we'll decide what's most likely to happen and what's least likely to happen. You guys got it?
Got it.
Good.
Got it.
Okay, NHL. Alexander Ovechkin has had a couple hat tricks lately and been on a tear. Now, Ovechkin, he's one of the best goal scorers of all time, and definitely for era adjusted, he's probably the best. That being said, Alexander Ovechkin passes Wayne Gretzky for the record with most goals in the NHL. I'll let you guys stew on that one for a second. MLB, the Houston Astros, your 2017 World Series champions, and the team that all the controversy's about, they finished dead last in their MLB division this year and obviously don't make the playoffs. I'll let you guys stew on that one for a second. We'll head over to the NBA. Giannis and his Milwaukee Bucks have less than 10 losses. So I'm predicting that they have at least 73 wins. The record right now is 38-6. And finally, with the San Francisco 49ers being in the Super Bowl again this year, not again this year, but this year, after picking third overall last year, next year, a team picking in the bottom 10 will make the Super Bowl. I'm not saying any of these are too crazy. They're all in the realm of possibility. We've definitely done crazier ones before. But guys, which ones you're most likely and which ones you're... Lee, do you want to speak on each one? Start things off?
Yeah. So, I guess my general thoughts right off the bat was the general thoughts immediately was just how much turnaround and scheduling help in the NFL, right? Like, based on where you finish, you play the teams that you kind of played around in your non-conference, right? Was to think about the NFL again with San Francisco. But then I look at the top 10 there, and I don't really see that there's a team in this top 10 that's really ready to make that big next step like San Francisco was. Now, mind you, free agency could be a powerful thing too, but I'm saying teams right now plus whatever pick they get. I would say the Chargers, but then you're asking a rookie quarterback and probably that they're probably going to take.
So you're saying Philip Rivers is not going to be back there?
I don't think so, no.
He just moved to Florida. He's going to go play for your Tampa Bay Bucks?
I also hope that doesn't happen. But then as well, Ovi beats Gretzky. That's just such an absurd number that he's got to beat. How many more is it that he needs to get?
He needs 896, I believe. So he needs like almost 200 more goals.
Yeah, see, I guess it could happen, but also you just never know, especially with the game getting faster. I know he's on a tear again, but it's just going to keep getting faster and faster. The Bucks less than 10 losses could happen if they want to go for it, but also still in the realm of sitting, guys. And I could already answer the least likely to happen right now with the Astros, but I'll let you guys talk about maybe there's some merit in picking that one. But
Jake?
Yeah,
so I'll break mine down here. Ovi beating Gretzky, I just brought it up on my laptop here. He has Ovechkin has 658 goals. Gretzky has 894. So you're looking at
240.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a lot.
And Ovi's what, 34?
He's old. Yeah, he's getting up there, right? The Bucks less than 10 losses. They're on pace for right now. What did you say, Jeremy? 71-11.
Yeah.
If history comes knocking, if they can keep up at this rate, and they're, you know, in that like 50-60 win range and only have 8 losses, I wouldn't be surprised if they go for it. With that being said, when the Warriors went for it, they really burned themselves out. You kind of see that come to playoffs, right? They struggled against OKC. They barely beat them. Game 7 went to, and then they lost in the finals, right? So that's curious. I don't see the Astros coming in last in their division. While it's a pretty good baseball division, like teams kind of cycle through. Like the A's are in that division. The Rangers, who else is in that division? Excuse me.
Seattle.
Seattle and Los Angeles. Angels of Anaheim. Whatever you want to call them. I just can't see them going. They won 107.
Injuries happen.
Injuries do happen. Fair. NFL bottom team? Man, it could happen. Happens every, like it seems to happen every year. At least maybe not go to the finals or the Super Bowl, I should say, but I don't know. You could see, I don't know.
Okay.
It's possible. So
do you want me to go through mine now?
Sure.
Okay. NHL, Ovi. I'm thinking he does it. I'm thinking he breaks Gretzky's record. It might end up being like this whole Patrick Marleau thing where he's playing and he's not very good anymore, but you can still stick him out there on the power play, stick him in his spot, and you're never going to lose that shot. Mm-hmm. So it might take him his lot, like between 38 and 43 when he's only putting up 20 goals a year. But I think he's the type of player that will do that.
If he's 43 putting up 20 goals a year, holy smokes.
Well, that's what we've said his whole career. Holy smokes. He's the best goal scorer of all time. And when we go to the NFL, I'm looking at Miami. They were well coached this year. If the Patriots lose Brady, Edelman gets suspended, blah, 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 blah. They have 3 first-round picks, and they have money to spend in free agency. They could turn things around. I'm not saying that's my pick, but I'm saying it's possible. The Astros, I think the game's going to be very tightly called for them this year. I think everyone's going to be out for the Astros. I think that's going to be every team's World Series. Oh, the Astros are coming in, or we're going to play the Astros?
But what's different?
Yeah, what's different? Every team wanted to beat them last year.
They're not cheating anymore.
Yeah, they're not cheating. Well, allegedly.
different manager.
Yeah.
They could have John Gibbons as their manager.
Which would be awesome. I love Gibby.
Yeah, so I don't know about that. So that one could also be possible. And then the Bucks on pace for 11 losses. So we think that's not even that much of a stretch. So this is a really tough one right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... which one is most likely to happen, in your opinion? Lee, go for it.
Most likely to happen? I would say... most likely. I'm going to go with the Bucks with less than 10 losses. I think 240 maybe is just a little too much on Ovi. I don't see the Astros. And I'm going on... I don't think there's an NFL team that's ready to take that leap into the Final Four. Right, like if he's even just playoffs or something like that, then sure. But I don't really see.
I don't think this is gonna be important to the Bucks.
Yeah, I could see it not being important to the Bucks.
Yeah, and I could see that too. But at that point in time, I am agreeing with what Jake said, where you only have like 8 losses with like 20 games. Like they are a smaller market team in the sense of the NBA standpoint, right?
Yep. Yeah, fair.
So I think they maybe go for the news, try to get their name out in the history books, that type of way.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to say that my most likely to happen is that an NFL bottom team is in the Super Bowl. It happened this year. There's nothing to say it won't happen next year. Right, coming in, no one thought the Niners were going to be this good. They thought they might be, you know, okay, but no one thought they were going to be this good. And in all fairness, they eked out a couple of wins in the beginning of the year, which is what good teams do. But, you know, they got some bounces. I think it's possible.
So who would you say?
So who do I think it's going to be?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
He has 10 shots there.
Exactly. I don't know. A lot of things have to fall. Ask me this question in August, and I might have more of a definitive answer, right? But agency, the draft, trades, everything still has to happen. So
I like this because we all have three different. I would put money on Ovi breaking the record.
So if he, I just did the quick math. If he played 8 more seasons, I guess that doesn't include next year or this year. Well, I guess it would. Suppose he got hurt at the end right now.
Yeah.
Right? He would need to average 29.5 goals for the next 8 years. That puts him at 42.
There's not really anyone that plays 42, but I think he gets 50 this year.
He's gonna get probably
another 20 this year at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, the next 2 years, he's probably gonna hit 50. And then what's the number, right? Mm-hmm. So that's 120 off your 240 at the age of 36.
Yeah.
So then you have to hit 30 goals a year between 36 and 40.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't want to guarantee 50, right? Like I know this year it's nice and easy to guarantee 50 just because of how he's gone. But like going into like the next year, everything like that, you can't just like I feel like in my sense I can't just be like, well, you can probably put him up for 50 again.
Well, do you think Ovi's gonna retire at 860 goals? I don't.
Yeah, if he gets 860, he's going for 900, kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. So right now he's scoring. I just have the thing up in front of me. Goals per game, 0.607, right? So,
yeah, 0.6,
right? Gretzky, 0.601. So to continue playing at this rate and play as many games as Gretzky has almost exactly 400 games in hand on him.
So that's 240 goals. If you continue at that pace. Now, we're completely talking different eras, and obviously you deteriorate as your career goes on.
I never thought it would be possible. I always thought that it would be one of those untouchable records.
The Cy Young record.
Maybe it is. So, least likely to happen. Lee, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the Astros here. That team's way too talented. And I would have probably, I myself would have picked the Astros if you would have said they wouldn't have finished first or second.
They lost Garrett Cole too.
Yeah, but they still return so many guys, and like it's not like it's
Verlander's older and
see
not last.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, not last. I'm with you there, Lee. Like because you know if even half of these allegations, right, the buzzers, the beating the drum, right, people saying that they use certain. Like not pine tar, but you know, whatever to speed up the pitch rate. We talked about this on the last podcast. Seeing those, who is that fifth starter, Lee, that went from like a fifth starter to a really good
Wade Miley.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If they're not, because the microscope is going to be on them, so they just have to play it completely safe.
I still think
they're a good baseball team. Yeah. So.
Like here's my biggest thing on why it should be like I want you guys to really think like who's the ace in Seattle?
No one.
Right? Like who is Seattle really trotting out there? Yeah. Like Kyle Seager again? Like how? Like you know what I mean? Like I think Seattle's the worst in that division at least right now. And I just don't like if you put the Astros to Seattle, I don't think it's even close.
I just think if old man. Okay, I'll get to it. Well, actually, no, because I have a different least likely, so I'll go into it right now. I think old man Verlander is probably going to get hurt, and then what's your pitching?
So you're saying he's probably going to get hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
As much as I don't like predicting injuries, and I think the team, like, I just think that I'm not predicting it to happen, but I think the least likely, that's not it.
Fair.
So my least likely thing to happen is Milwaukee. That I don't think they care at all. I don't think Giannis is the type of guy that he's at the point in his career where
he wants a championship.
He doesn't want a regular season championship. Yeah. That doesn't mean much to him. He has the MVP. If you have an MVP and probably going to get another one,
yeah.
Why do you care about?
Well, clearly people, and I think, you know, again, to use the same thing, the Golden State Warriors walked so Giannis could run, but in this different way. They got it. Everyone kind of cared, but then they lost the championship. And everyone still calls it, you know, maybe the best regular season team of all time, but then they go, yeah, but they still lost that year. You know, and I'll be the first one to say that. You know, of course. So I think that they sort of broke that mold of what's the point? Because clearly people just say, you know, who cares? Didn't do it when it mattered. Didn't do it when all the lights were on. You did it on a Tuesday night in Detroit, which I understand it's important. Like, you're there to win the game, of course, but you were there to win the game when all the lights are on you, right? So that's what I think. Anyways, I think that just about does it for our show. Stay tuned. We still have Lee to get his bet. Who has a better streak right now or a better record, Jeremy or Lee?
Jeremy.
Wow.
But what?
The only reason why I think I just bet a lot more, I guess, per week. You know what I mean? Like, if we put our records together.
Yeah.
But, like, regardless, it is Jeremy.
Yeah. Well, anyways, stay tuned for that. But that does it for us this week. Thanks so much for listening. As always, let us know.
Big episode next week.
Buy some merch.
Yes, and big episode next week. We're going to be reviewing our predictions for the NFL season. We did our NFL preview show. Now we're going to do our NFL review show right before the Super Bowl.
So I'm already covering my eyes here. I don't want to hear any of it.
No, I don't want to hear how bad it was.
All in studio, too. All back in studio.
It'll be good.
The boys are back. The boys.
So hit us up on social. Let us know what you think and what you want to hear. And until next week, ciao from us at Poor Sports.
Poor Sports. Lee Cousins here, hoping to win you some money. We lost last week with Cerrone. He got smoked. There's no other way to say it. So I'm going off for what I'm confident in again. New league happening. New league. The Call of Duty League. And before you skip the episode and see us next week, just listen here. I'm going to just trust me here. Just put a little $10 parlay down. The Seattle Surge to win two games this week. They're playing the Florida Mountaineers and the Toronto Ultra. Don't even have to watch the game. Just put it down there, put that in, and then take the Chicago Huntsmen. They got four of the most famous Call of Duty players on their team. They're going to beat Optic Gaming Los Angeles. Just put it there. Just put it in now when you're listening to it. Don't worry about it. The money will be in your account come Sunday afternoon. So that's Lee Kuzmich over and out. Win you some money this weekend.